Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
All right, so I'm here with Patty Valenzuela. We just finished running around the neighborhood and doing a little bit of working out. And you were telling me that you're training for a 5K, and you've mentioned it a few times, like during preachings and things like that. But to anybody listening, what's going on with that? How is that happening? How did that happen? How did you get into running?
You know, something that's always really important to me, it's been important to me, is fitness. Mm-hmm. I believe that we have to take care of our bodies because, you know, even in the type of work that I do on a daily basis, you know, taking care of people and pastoring, you know, churches and just doing what I do, it's just, you're always on the go. It's like never ending, you know? And so I've always loved to work out. Even when I was in high school, I was in volleyball. I loved to run track. I loved to, you know, do hurdles. I was just athletic, you know, to begin with. I loved soccer. I was, you know, forward. And so I did all of that growing up, you know, in junior high. And so when... You know, I went to college and I just continued to work out. And so when, to me, I think working out is just so liberating. You know, I think everybody has to have that niche. Everybody has to have that thing that go to that just kind of releases stress, that, you know, just takes you away from the daily, you know, hustle and bustle of life. And so why I took up running and why, you know, this 5K, it's always been in my heart, David, I've always wanted to run a marathon. And it's just, you know, I'm one of those kind of girls that I set my mind to do something and it's like, it just doesn't leave me until I do it. And so I had talked to several people and I asked them about the marathon, you know, which is 20 some miles. And so they've all just told me, okay, seriously, you know, you're almost 50 years old. Don't do it, maybe half marathon. So I'm leading up to it. So my first one will be, my first race will be a 5K. And so I'm signed up, I'm ready to go. I'm super excited about it. And how it came about, you know, to be honest with you, how the running came about, because I've always worked out. I did CrossFit. I've done kickboxing, you know, been there, done that. But so I did kickboxing for a few years. And then I did, CrossFit for maybe about 3 years. And that was just awesome, you know. And so then, you know, joints started to hurt a little bit. And so I started to just take up running. And actually, it was when I was going through a very difficult time. It was like, David, the hardest thing in my life. It was a trial and affliction. It was, you know, just such a difficult time in my life. And I think that's when I just said, you know, I need something. I need an outlet. I need something that I can just go clear my mind. And so I just started running around my neighborhood. And, you know, so I found out how long it was. And then it just went from there. And I remember running for the first time. And I was actually crying. I was weeping, crying, because of an affliction that I was going through. And so I've always been a runner. It's actually in my book also. But I think I took up running hardcore like recently. And so one of the scriptures that I have that I just love and I meditate on it, and it's you know, when Paul talks to us about Hebrews, and Hebrews chapter 12, where he says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, you know, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And then it just, you know, and it goes on to say how, like, you know, throw off everything. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So I just like to, you know, I don't know if it was a prophetic act for me, but it was like, I just took up running because to clear my mind. And it was, it turned from that to God started speaking to me. Like, I started literally have encounters with God when I would run, and then messages would come from that. So, you know, all of a sudden, like, God would pop a scripture inside of my spirit, or I was reminded of something, or, you know, it's like, you know, I think of a battle that I was facing. And then it just kind of went from that to, like, God just really ministering me, the Holy Spirit ministering me as I was running. And then it was, you know, so funny. And it's so ironic the way it came about, because there was times where I'm like, I would push myself. I'm a pusher, you know, and so I'm a go-getter. And like that last lap, I'd be pushing and puffing and huffing and just, I can't do it. But I would kind of like, you know, I almost looked at it as if it was like my life, you know, was just before my eyes. And I started to think, you know, I can do this. And then I would push harder. And then I'd think of my trial and I think of my, you know, hardship and what I was going through and everything. And then it went from that to literally God was saying to me, you can do this. You can overcome. And then I just kind of saw it as a prize. The prize is Jesus. The prize is, you know, looking heavenward, you know, the prize is advancing the kingdom of God, you know, and Jesus is my greatest prize. And so, you know, I would always look at the finish line that way, where it's like, no, I can't overcome, you know, from the second win to, I don't think I can finish this, to perseverance. So all these messages started to pop up in my spirit. And then I just started to enjoy it. And it was like enjoying just outdoors and just going, you know, I can overcome. I can do this. I can conquer and I can become everything that God really called me to become. So a lot of messages started to come forth, David, from that.
I think I remember that. Yeah. I started hearing him get mentioned. I was like, so, and she's running.
Yeah. And so this marathon, this 5K, it was like, oh, you know, somebody called me and it's really for a fallen officer and just what a great cause, you know? And so, I'm going to run it and it's soon. It's on a Saturday and most of my running, actually, when I do it, I've got this like trail that I do here around my neighborhood. And, you know, I've gone up to like, you know, up to 10 miles and try to time myself and, you know, just push myself. And so I just think like life is like that, you know, because there was a point, I'm not kidding you, like this year, I wanted to just really, I think we've all felt quitting, like yeah. Quitting. I don't know anybody that's listening to me, I don't care how anointed you are. There's always a moment, you know, where we're quitting, you know, just comes up and pops up into your head where you're like, I don't think I can do this anymore. You know, I don't think I can do this the rest of my life. And, but the running helped me because it helped me overcome the obstacle. And so I believe that we are, you know, the Bible says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to take care of our bodies and we have to take care of, you know, and how we eat and how, you know, because I think that that's a reflection also of our spiritual life. And so taking care of ourselves physically, and I always try to teach that, you know, take care of your bodies, take care of your physical body. And so this 5K's coming up. I'm super nervous about it. I've never done it before. And so I've asked people about it. They say, oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, there's all kinds of people that run it and whatnot. So most of my running that I do here, this trail, is actually uphill. And so I'm hoping it's not uphill. And but I'm excited about it. I feel that it's something that I want to do. I want to run, you know, half a mile. I just want to inspire people. I want to just tell people, look, I'm almost 50 years old. You can do it, yeah. You know? And so maybe you're a young person listening and you're like, man, I don't work out. I just want to inspire you. Do it.
Yeah.
You know, what are you waiting for?
It's just start.
Yeah. It's a reflection, really. You know, laziness can kick in and we can just get so just conforming. And I feel like the running is such a reflection of what's happening in my life. Yeah. You know, people have asked me like, why'd you take up running? And I think a lot of people are not taking up running, but it's so funny since they saw me doing it. But I think it's just such a reflection of our spiritual walks where it's like, you can conquer and you can overcome. And there is a finish line and there is a prize and Jesus is our prize. And he's just the great, amazing God that, you know, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so I like to say it like this, maybe you're listening. It's like, he's the author. He's the beginning. You know, and he's the finisher. So he's the ending. And it's that middle part of our, and so when I'm running, I'd like to sandwich it in that way where it's like that middle part of our lives. Oh, David, do we need perseverance?
Yeah.
Don't we need tenacity in that middle part of our lives? Don't we need that? Like, my Jesus, I need you to come through, you know? And so I feel that it's prophetic. I feel like it's almost, you know, it's just a season in my life. And I don't know if I'll run for the rest of my life. Maybe I will. It's good for my heart. But I just feel like maybe it's seasonal. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just something I love. But I just feel it's just so key in the season that I'm in at this moment. And I just want to encourage, I mean, people are going through hardships right now. I think, you know, you ask people, how are you doing? And a lot of people have a story, a sad story or something that they're going through, an affliction. So I just want to inspire and I want to encourage people, like, push yourself, you know? There's times where, David, I just, you know, I'm at that, you know, it's super hot or I'm like, you know, I don't know, lap number 7 or something. And I'm like, I'm just going to stop. And I can so easily stop because nobody's there pushing me.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's like, you're like, why am I torturing myself?
Yeah. Why am I doing this? I remember climbing a rope once and I was doing CrossFit. And then I'm like up there. I'm super scraped up. My legs are burned. And everybody's like, you know, do it, you know. And then I thought of when I finally got up there, you know, those rope climbing. And I thought, why am I doing this? But, you know, it inspired other people.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, wow. And it inspired other people to do it. And it's like, I want to be that, you know. I want to be, you know, and tell people out there that you can.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes, you know, we can push our bodies. And I love what Paul said. He said, you know, I beat my body to death,
yeah.
You know. And so we can do it. We don't have to be this lazy generation. We can conquer anything. And there is a prize, you know. David, in the Bible, the first thing he asked when Saul asked him to go take basically sandwiches to his brothers. And there's the giant, and he's hurling all kinds of insults to Israel. And all the soldiers are hiding, and they're scared, and Israel's scared. And, you know, the first thing that David asked, he said, he overheard in a conversation, he asked, what's the prize? What do I get? You know,
the girl. He gets the girl.
He gets the girl, and he doesn't get to pay taxes. And so that's a good thing, right? And so, and I love that, because to me, that's so inspirational, because there is a prize. And when Paul says, run the race, this life is a race. This life is a race. So I think running for me is key. It is so, you know, it's key for the season and that I'm in, because I feel like I'm in a very transitional, shifting kind of season. And so I think that, you know, it's like God speaking to me and saying, you can. Yes, you can. You can. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. We can do it. Push through. You know, and you understand the second wind, because you work out yourself.
Yeah, I've been training. I don't know. Well, there's going to be pictures on your social media platform of you with my ropes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you've ever used those before, they're horrible.
Yeah. They're I did a few and I was dying.
They're terrible. So, yeah. I actually, when I work out in the middle of the day on purpose, because I'm training for fire. So
that's
it's like,
very
well,
good.
I might as well get used to intense heat, because if I go through
good.
An academy, it's going to be hot. And I'm out there dying, and I'm doing 30-second rope sprints, just going at it. And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah.
But
doesn't it feel good afterwards?
It feels great afterwards. And when I'm going to sleep, I'm like, oh, well, I get to do this
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you feel accomplished. And you push your body, mm-hmm. you know?
And it does help. I used to think I was crazy, because I was like, am I the only person who God speaks to when I work out? Because I would go pray, and I would I wouldn't hear anything. And then I step outside, I work out outside, and I have a bunch of different tools, and then I could start hearing him speak. And I'm like, this is awful interesting. Or he would kind of give me little analogies, and it's like, oh, that's cool. He speaks to me in a language I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's awesome. It's like,
I just pop in my music and I'm just like, go, you go, you know? And I think sometimes there was one time I was actually running, and it was like God was just speaking. And one of those where I started sprinting, and I just left, you know? It was just like, I was just go focused, you know? And God began to speak to me then that, you know, a lot of things that there's just, I remember those messages, just, they just have inspired me, and they wake me up, and they make me encouraged. And sometimes when I've been discouraged, you know, because I do get discouraged, and sometimes you ever go, will I ever make it? You know, the journey's long, you know, I think that that's why running became so key in my life right now. And I think it's just like one of those things where it's just like, no, you know, I'm not going to end like this. You know, it's not over yet. You know, there's a prize.
It's a good metaphor for life. Cause it's like, well, if I can push through this torture I put myself through every morning, I can push through
anything.
An offense, you know, anything. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, hey, well, I mean, it's discipline either way. And it's a really cool.
And the way God built our bodies is so incredible.
It's fantastic.
Because we have the second wind, mm-hmm. you know, and I write it in my book, and it's in my perseverance chapter, because, you know, we all get that second wind. And if you really push through, and I think some people quit too soon. You know, when you're exercising and then you feel the burn,
mm-hmm.
and then most people just stop at that point, and you're just like, I can't, you know. But the body is amazing, the way God has structured our body and the way he created mankind and humanity, because, you know, there's a point in your body where when you feel that pain, this is true, this is medically, you know, speaking and medically proven, that when you feel that pain, that burn, if you don't quit, if you push through that, the body stops feeling it.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually, you know, overcome it.
Yeah.
And so most people, so I think it is so symbolic of life, running, you know, working out, because most people start quitting in the pain. They go backwards. Paul never told us to go backwards. Right. He told us to go forward. And then he said something so interesting, and this is so key for my life, because he said, take off everything, throw off. He didn't even say take it off. He said, throw it off. Everything that, and let us run with perseverance the race that's marked before us. And then he said, that so easily entangles. There's so many things that entangle us. Offense, hurt, pain. It starts to entangle us. But if we could just throw it off, you know, then really we can push through anything. Throw it off. Throw off offense. Throw off the past. You can't be, as a matter of fact, you can't be looking forward, looking backwards. Right. In other words, you can't run forward looking back. You gotta let go. You gotta let go of some things in order to move forward. And so that was also key in season of my life. So that's how running came about. So if you're listening, I just encourage you, pick up a weight. You know, stretch yourself. Yeah. Pick up a weight, you know, push yourself. If you've never run half a mile, right. a quarter of a mile, you know, do something, you know, don't just wallow in it. Don't wallow in your, you know, in this horrible situation. Get up and just know I can do this, you know? And so be encouraged today. You can do it. And so hopefully we can get some pictures out there in my 5K and I won't be dying.
I wonder who's going to take those.
But you will.
Probably me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we have much more time, but if we can keep going, I do have a few more questions.
Yes, please do.
So, I mean, it's going to be kind of in the same theme, but of starting. So if some people are eating, maybe their eating habits are not so good, and like, well, how do I start? And you said, well, just do something, you know, start small.
Yeah.
But how can you say that, like, being healthy, eating healthy, because I know you do eat healthy and you work out, how has that helped you in ministering?
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. If I travel, or, you know, there's times where I'll do service in English, you know, so I'm like at 3 services on Sunday, and then plus all the other stuff that I've got to do. I got to take care of other, you know, we got 4 churches. And so I've got to take care of that building, you know, cause we're building them. And so, and then taking care of the people, and then
praise God, we have refrigerated air now, right?
Oh, it's amazing. So if you, you know, you know, to answer your question, I think taking care of your body is so key, because, you know, all the junk food that's out there and stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. I sometimes crave it, you know, a burger. So I don't just like, oh, I don't eat burgers, you know, or sometimes eat out. I do. I enjoy life, you know, and I think food was given to us to enjoy. So I don't think that one little thing. Yeah. And even our trainer, you know, he had even said, you know, one little thing, you know, like I love ice cream. Like, that's my thing. And chocolate with almonds, you know, I don't deprive myself of that. I don't go, oh no, I'm going to stay away from that. But I do it moderately, you know, and so I try to eat my chicken and my fish, because I want to be a good example. Plus, I want to live long. You know, I want to reach as many people as I can for Jesus, and I want to live long, and I know I'm advancing, and that requires sleepless nights. Sometimes I don't get much sleep. Sometimes I'm at 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, and so it's important. It's so key for us to make sure that we start eating, you know, healthy, moderately, and that, you know, and yeah, if you want an ice cream, why not, you know, take a scoop or two, you know, and every once in a while. You don't have to do it every day, you know, and so, but I think it's so key to just really, really take care of yourself in these times. I think the way society's going and the way we live and how busy we are, it's so key for us to just eat, you know, our chicken, our veggies, our salads, our fish, you know, all the great stuff that's out there. I love it. So I don't battle with that. I love greens, you know, and so I don't mind it at all. So, but yeah, I just want to encourage everybody, you know, take care of yourself, you know, and eat healthy and live well.
I always think, like,
makes me happier too.
When it's like Paul says, the body of Christ, I'm like, it'd be cool if the body of Christ was all fit and built.
Right.
But yeah, I think we're pretty much done here today. And yes. Is there anything upcoming that you want to speak about, or?
You know, we're going to be coming up. Yeah, we're going to be doing some really awesome podcasts in the next few podcasts. The preachings that I've done recently, and you know, just even the one that I just recently did, you know, and about Peter in the boat and how he had been fishing all night, caught nothing. And so that was really, really powerful message that I'd like to, you know, just encourage the people and just cast your net again. You know, oftentimes we don't want to cast the net again. Yeah. So stay tuned for that podcast. It's coming up soon.
All right, great. Well, we're glad you're all listening. Hope you have a nice day and take care.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life.
Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook, and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.